Don't worry, I'm not gonna hurt you.
Welcome again to another edition of Kinky and the Geek.
Yay! Do another car one.
Yep. Which we've meant to do. We just keep forgetting to grab the recorder when we walk out the door.
Yeah. I mean, that's the bad thing. And then we're not gonna get into that. This seems to be the way we've opened everyone, so we're not gonna worry
about.
Yeah.
So we're back.
Yeah. Heading down, since we're doing a car one, heading down to the first of two kinky events that go on every year around this time. I think we've talked about one before. Actually, we've talked about them both before.
Yeah, we probably have, because we've been to both of them. We just went different years.
Yeah, different years. So this, what we're heading down to, well, first we're heading for lunch.
Yep,
with lunch. The kitty in the gate, yeah.
Yep.
But we're heading down to 1763, which we've talked about. It's the local, one of the local playrooms, dungeons, whatever you want to call it. And for their thing, they call Wicked Wonderland.
Yep. We went last year to this.
Yes.
Picked up some really nice stuff.
Yeah, Wicked Wonderland, for those who have not heard, if this is your first one, welcome. It's kind of a way, it's a vendor slash play party, which seems to last all day. It started about noon. It's one-ish right now.
Two. Well,
that, remember fast.
You're right. You haven't
read
that. No clock yet. You're right. One-ish.
No. It's set, but remember, it's also extremely. It's at least 15 minutes fast, so it's not having even hit 2 minutes. So.
Okay. Anyway.
Okay. as we digress. I want to get over. I need to stop and get cash. They open up 1763 during the day, full lights, and they have vendors set up. Say about a half dozen.
Yeah.
No, about a dozen.
Yeah.
Baker's dozen, maybe. Also set up, they've got a chili chili cook-off. They've got food. They've got a silent auction. And it's basically a way for people to kind of come in. And A, it's a way of coming in and buying some kinky stuff. Makes it a little easier to get stuff. Sometimes, especially unless you're going to buy everything offline, it's hard to find kink-related items in stores outside
Or at least good ones.
Yeah, good ones. Yeah, you can go to and get the 50 Shades of Grey shit that a lot of the sex stores tend to carry.
Yeah, but a lot of times it's not as good quality.
Right.
Sometimes it is, but a lot of times not.
Right.
Very hit or miss.
Yeah, very hit or miss. And it's also a way for people who have never been to 1763. To check the club out in a more relaxed setting. You get to see different rooms. And then also they put on, they usually put on demonstrations.
Yeah, last year there was the Dragon Tail one we went to, which was rather interesting.
Still don't know if I would want one.
Yeah, but it was a good, interesting demonstration.
It was interesting. It was interesting to finally know, because you see them, it's like, okay, how do you use this thing? It's, you know, I mean, with floggers, paddles, everything else, you get a general idea just by looking at the item of how it's used and what you're going to get out of it. Dragon's Tales are always kind of a, huh? To at least to me. You realize it's a very versatile tool. You can use it like a flogger. You can use it like a whip. You can use it as a paddle. I mean, it's almost like the Alton Brown of sex toys. for those who don't get it, it's a multitasker. So we're heading down there. That should be a fun. It usually is. Hopefully we'll run into people we know and get to catch up on things. We've had a little bit more interesting last couple of weeks. A little more kink in our life. Where Halloween ended up turning out to be interesting.
yes, we threw the Halloween party. Our house this year, as we normally do.
We normally do, yeah.
And...
The wand got broken out.
Yeah. The violet wand got broken out.
Got to play with... Well, we got to introduce a new friend who we need to give a nickname to. But she is a friend of the GIMP who was the first time. And I don't think she'd ever been experienced to a violet wand yet. So she got a little bit of a taste of it. Got to do pretty much a full-blown scene with the kitty.
Oh, yeah.
Found out later that I left marks on her boobs with the comb that lasted like a week.
And she wanted more.
Yeah. But yeah, so I got to do that full-blown scene. Only sad thing is that I didn't get to participate in the aftercare, which you do all the work and then the new boyfriend gets to
take her off in the
take
other
her
room
off in the other room and comfort her. So that was fun, and I think there was more kink after everybody went to bed between the GIMP and his lady friends. And a lady friend, really, but friends makes it sound funnier. So it was an interesting night. Got to see one friend. Got to see it's funny because it seems like we get to see somebody's when we throw a party. We get to see somebody's new boobs, usually.
Yep.
And we had
somebody ends up flash.
But yeah, and a friend who normally just flashes her bra whipped the boobies out, and she was sober.
Yeah, she was. I wish I'd been there for that, but I wasn't.
But yeah, so we had a little bit of kink, and then last night. Normally Friday nights we try to do karaoke when we can if we don't have either a con or a normal gaming night or something going on. We try to go hit karaoke at Tilted Kilt. A friend of ours, DJ Robbie Rob, is a KJ. I've known him for years. He actually at one point was dating one of my best friends and then lost touch. And it was so funny because it was like the first time I went back to Dragon Con in years. I was sitting at the Whose Line Is It Anyway, and I see this dude and I'm going, who the fuck is he? He looks fucking familiar. And then going back and looking through pictures and realized who he was. But we went last night, and it wasn't Rob. It was a new guy, and either he didn't know what the hell was going on. He either had a bad microphone or had bad speakers. Or
bad cables,
wasn't working his board right.
It sucked.
It sucked. It really was.
We ended up leaving.
Yeah.
Which is very unusual for us.
Yeah, we ended up and we went to, we got fed up. We were with your sister and brother-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
Camo Monkey and Javendor and the GIMP. And some friends we've met through the karaoke and have become I know I've become Facebook friends with her and FetLife friends. Q, we'll just call her Q.
And her friend
who I could not tell you her name to save my life right now. They showed up. She had a crappy day. Was mainly there to drink. We all decided. I think they were getting ready to go someplace else.
Yeah.
And that's when I decided, it was like, well, we've got free bar. Because we had started talking before she showed up, before they showed up, about just going ahead and heading home and breaking out either Rock Band or Cards Against Humanity
or something. You know, try to salvage the night.
Yeah. Well, but it was still kind of early.
Yeah, it was early and it was like...
Well, it also didn't help with the night started a little later because...
Oh, because some group had... reserved tables, and they had the table right in front of where karaoke usually is, and I think they stayed longer than the kilt thought they were going to.
Right.
And so the karaoke got started late because we all had to wait for them to finish doing some kind of award ceremony.
Yeah, some kind of, it looked like it was some sports team, someone had some kind of not over 40, but you know what I mean. It wasn't like a kid thing. They were all adults. I have a feeling it was probably soccer.
Probably something like that. I don't know. But we all had to wait for it, for them to finish up. And
so, yeah, so the night was... So, we... When Q and her friend got there, and they gone out to a smoke, came back in, and we were like... They were like, yeah, we're getting ready to go someplace else. And I go, well, we've got free... We've got a bar full of free booze back at the house. And a violet wand.
Yeah, they perked up.
They were like, okay. So we ended up going down, and we ended up, it was fun because we introduced Q's friend to pie. It seems she goes to conventions, but had never had pie.
Yeah, cheese.
I think she's slightly hooked now.
Yep.
And we played cards, and it was kind of funny because the kitty showed up later. Because she got off work, and I think she was originally going to show up at karaoke.
Yeah, she was going to come to the kilt, but, you know, we had already told her that we'd gone back to our place. And so she showed up there later. And
she was kind of, she was the one that was like, okay, violet wand now? Because, you know, we play till, usually with cards, depending on what's going on, we play to whoever gets the first five black cards. And she was, I think I got four, and he's like, has he won yet? Can we break out violet wand?
No, we continued to play until Javendor.
No. Camel Monkey won. At five, yeah.
Yeah, and then the wand got broken out.
Yeah. I think I was pretty much. I was pretty much going between the kitty, Q, and her friend with violet wand.
Uh huh.
And
then I ran back and got toys.
First you got paddles, and then...
And floggers.
And then the floggers, and yeah, so there was a lot of that going around. So we had a bunch of half-naked, a few, underwear, down to their underwears, and a neckerchief.
And a neckerchief.
That was funny, because Q was pretty much down to her boxer briefs and socks but did not take off her neckerchief, which I thought was funny.
Well, she was some kind of tentacle bandit.
Yeah.
So she couldn't be a tentacle bandit without her tentacle neckerchief.
It was cute.
It was.
For someone who's androgynous or tries to go for androgyny, she's actually kind of a hot. She's kind of hot.
Yeah.
We're using she, and I think that might insult her a little bit because she does refer to herself more as genderqueer. And... I don't know. It's kind of hard. I'm still not sure when it comes to which pronouns to use when they consider themselves either androgynous, asexual, or genderqueer. It's kind of tough if you think about it. But then again, it's for us. We're not as deep into the world. You know, we are the podcast of Kinky and the Geek, but. Honestly, when we look at it, we're still kind of fringy to the lifestyle. I mean, we're both into it. But we're not nearly, I mean, could never consider us into, you know, leather because we're not nearly anywhere as, not ornamental. What's the word I'm looking for?
Not sure.
Damn it. Ritualistic.
There we go.
As people who are in leather families tend to be, or, you know, in the leather lifestyle. I mean, I refer to myself mainly as, the deepest I'll go with calling myself something is a top. Mainly because top seems to be the less severe of the three, because if you think about it, there are three. When it comes to title, you have three. You have tops, doms, you have masters.
Yeah.
Just like you have bottoms, subs, slaves. Masters and doms just seem to be more. I don't want to say severe, because that sounds like you're saying it's a bad thing when you say severe.
They're more, what word do you use?
Right. Well, I'll just say I consider myself a little too laid back.
Maybe that's it. They're a little more, staunch is the wrong word too.
Right. I just feel like if I called myself a dom or a master, I'd be doing a disservice to the terms. It's not that I don't think, I think any less of those terms or something. I think it's more I myself don't fit the definitions of the two others. And top, even though for me I also think top seems a little more kind of a temporary term. A top is something you are while playing with someone that you don't play with a lot. Or,
Yeah.
Or not even that, but I don't know. I'm having trouble kind of figuring out the term of what I'm trying to say. But
yeah, I mean, I consider myself a sub personally.
Right.
I'm definitely not a slave, but
you're a little more. Your bottom seems that. Yeah, you seem a little more passive to be just a bottom.
Yeah.
But you're not so. I haven't collared you.
Right.
So I wouldn't say slave. So sub, yeah, for you, sub works.
It's a term I'm comfortable with.
Right. And for me, maybe that's it. I'm not comfortable enough in myself to consider myself a dom or a master. I'm a top.
And that's what you're comfortable with.
Right.
So there.
The thing is I prefer, I want to be the one behind the whip, not the one in front.
Yeah.
And I think that seems to be how I differentiate between them. I'm definitely not a switch. I'm not any of the other ones. Because I prefer to have it. Although I do think I have a bit of a sadistic streak in me. Which I won't, because, again, and I talked about it, and I've written about it on Fet Life, I get turned on playing.
Yeah.
And it's not even the hardcore, because someone I was talking to on OK Cupid, who's also on Fet Life, when I said that I have, trying to explore my sadistic side, she said, well, I'm not heavy into heavy pain. And my thing is, well, it's not heavy pain. It's just the act of playing turns me on. But yeah. Then again, the person I've played with the most, I know I'm getting ready. At some point, I'm going to have sex with. And that's you.
Yeah.
Because usually if we start playing in any way, shape, or form, at some point, we'll end up in sex. So again, still working on whether or not, because I did get to play with she, and it did turn me the fuck on, and we did end up having sex. I did play with Wonder Wench.
Yeah.
At one point, I did get a little turned on, but I know we didn't have sex at that point.
Yeah, well, at that point she had.
She had the master, that was basically forbidding her to. I mean, I think when we had the violent wand session, that may have broken a rule. I think.
Well, then again, she likes breaking rules.
Yeah, it seems to
be her thing.
So last night we basically we had a little one, especially once Javendor and Camo Monkey left. Yeah. But I think they were leaving because they had things they were doing.
He had to go to work in the morning.
Yeah.
He needed to get some sleep. She was yuking for belt tests at the dojo today, so she needed some sleep.
Yeah.
That was just they needed to get home and get to bed.
So, so we had a nice little go-around with a little more kink in our lives, which is nice because we've gotten too lazy for kink.
Yeah, sadly we have. We just kind of, we need to work on that.
Yeah, which is, again, something we've talked about almost everyone, every time. But the good thing is a little more kink has involved into our life, which is nice, having a little more people that are willing, you know, to play with, too.
Yeah.
To expand the horizon, because I don't know how much more, if Q wants to play more.
We're open to it.
We're open to it, yeah. I do believe the kitty wants more Violet Wand time, but we'll find that out later. Mm-hmm. And like I said, there's someone on OkCupid I've started talking to a little bit.
I've been trying to check my OkCupid a lot more, but I was bad about it for a long time. The last few messages were over a year old before I got them.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're also a little more, you're picky, because I know you're not really looking for other men.
Yeah, that's true.
And see, that's one of the things I find when it comes to dealing with OkCupid. It's harder to find people who are looking for people who are in relationships. Anyone even in the who are kind of open and are either if they're in a poly relationship, they tend to want another female, or they want someone that they're going to switch, that they're going to swap with. And we don't really swap. If we do anything, we play together, and it's almost only females.
Yeah.
In fact, I think it's almost exclusively female.
Yeah, pretty much, because I'm fulfilled on my male side. I wouldn't mind having a girlfriend, but no one's really come along.
Right. Like everybody
that happens.
Yeah, it seems like everybody we've come across that would make an interesting either third or girlfriend for you and possible play partner for me. They've always kind of fallen through or just weren't there. It's like you could have had a great time,
but something happens.
Right. And I'm thinking our little friend who's now in Connecticut.
That was a weird situation anyway.
Yeah, it was.
I was honestly scared of her now ex-fiance.
Yeah. So, but yeah, so we're setting stuff up. We don't know, you know, depends on what's going on after this. Yeah, we're heading down. This will probably pop on before we get to 1763, too. Because we're getting ready to go someplace to try pho for the first time. Pho.
Pho, yeah.
Pho. We've heard it's pronounced pho. We've heard. Okay, it looks like we're coming up on it. So yeah, I think right now this is where we're going to stop it for now. We'll probably pop on for a quick one to tell you how we like the pho.
And then we're headed to Wicked Wonderland.
Yes.
All
right. Okay. So, till next time, or in a few seconds for you.
Till
we
come back.
Stop. All right. And we're back. A little bit of a change of plans. It seems that we have taken way too long at the faux place, or the faux place. And we basically ran out of time to go to the Wicked Wonderland. So no Wicked Wonderland for us this year.
Yeah.
Well, we were having too much fun sitting around talking and trying the pho.
Yeah, which was very tasty.
Yeah.
I tried sriracha sauce in it and I liked it.
Yeah, that's the first time. It was one of those things where it was on the table. I see it on Facebook. People talking about it all the time on Facebook. And, well, see, I've got a thing about hot stuff.
Yeah.
I like hot stuff. There are certain things I know I can't have. One of them being jalapenos. Because jalapenos hate me and try to hurt me as they make their way out of my body.
And they give me hives.
Yeah.
But this, it didn't have any in it. And,
yeah.
And I was like, okay, well, there's no jalapeno in it. So I did what the kitty suggested, which was take a little bit of broth in the spoon and just put a drop of it in there and try it to see if I liked it. And it wasn't bad, so I ended up adding it to my soup, and it was pretty good. Mm-hmm. I think I might put a drop less next time. But other than that, it was, yeah, I was like, okay, this isn't bad.
Yeah, so. It was, had a really interesting, and what's interesting is the one I got, which was brisket and steak in it. It was interesting. There's almost, I don't know, did you get a sweet? There's a tad bit.
There was a slight sweet undertone. Yeah. I think it was in the broth, and it was really good.
It was interesting because Thai seems to have that same kind of sweetness to it.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, you think about it, it's the same area. It's kind of like the difference between Italian and Greek and all that, and Moroccan and all that. There's a spice palette shared by the area they're from. So it's not surprising that you're going to get some of the same tastes.
Right.
Maybe in a different way, depending on the culture. But yeah, it was really good. And also, I got a coffee smoothie with tapioca bubbles.
That was actually really good.
That was really good.
Yeah. Oh, Pizza Patron.
Yeah.
Patron or whatever you call it.
Yeah, Pizza Patron. That's it. Sorry, we're driving down. For those of you who are not familiar with the Atlanta area, where we went is Buford Highway. And Buford Highway is pretty much almost like the international road of Atlanta.
Yeah.
It's basically a road that goes from downtown Atlanta all the way up to a small town called Buford. But along the way, it has basically become almost a hotbed of different cultures who live here, anywhere from Mexican to Vietnamese to Korean to, it literally is almost like an international highway.
Yeah, I mean, you can find just about anything down here.
It is one of those places, if you want to find a good ethnic food, Buford Highway is usually your best bet.
I mean, I don't know if we've talked about Chef Lou's on here before. Great dumpling place.
Yeah,
and it's right here on Buford Highway. In fact, I think we're about to drive past it again.
Yeah, there's Korean restaurants. One of my favorite, although it's not here anymore, one of my favorite Chinese places that had a Mongolian barbecue was here. This is where you're gonna find if you're looking for a taqueria, basically road stand style. Tacos, you're going to find it on Buford Highway. And this is where this Vietnamese pho place is. It was very intriguing. I definitely will get it again.
Yeah, I would do that again, definitely.
I think our next one has to be Indian. Never had Indian food, but I'm the type of person, if I'm going to go get something I haven't had before,
I want to go with somebody that knows it, that can, you know, kind of talk me through it.
Right, because I don't want to end up with a nasty disaster.
Right, you know, I don't want to go in there and make a fool of myself.
Right,
you
know? or order something I'm not going to eat, you know, or I can't eat.
Right.
Yeah, because we like to try new foods. I mean, we've got a great, it's a Japanese-Korean fusion sushi place now that's opened by us.
Yeah, I'm getting more comfortable eating there.
It's a lot of fun because they play Korean, basically K-pop and K-rock
videos.
And they're very funny. Very intriguing. Because, well, there's actually K-rap, which you don't expect.
But, you know, there it is.
It also doesn't hurt that the girls in the videos are extremely hot. Uh-huh. But then again, we both of us have kind of an... I don't really want to call it a fetish, but we do have a thing for Asian women.
Yeah, we do. I mean, the t-shirt I was wearing last night in Japanese is now taking applications for a Japanese girlfriend.
Yeah.
And when I wear it, I'm not kidding.
Although I'm still convinced you would be like a Wile E. Coyote. Once you caught one, you're not going to know what to do with it.
I don't know. I think I might know what to do with it.
Dirty girl. But yeah.
I'll have her do with me.
No, this is true, too. As long as I get to watch, I'm happy. Yeah, so far it's been a really good weekend. I'm enjoying the hell out of it. Yeah, we went north. I don't know why I'm trying to get over. Yeah, I'm sure you people love my commentary on driving. But then, hey, if the Californians can do it, it's funny listening to any podcast out of California, or at least L.A., and the talking of the driving. Yeah, I think since we didn't go to Wicked Wonderland, I guess we're going to have to kind of cut this one short.
Yeah.
Hopefully next one will actually be in front of computers. We'll actually have
articles
or something to talk about. I would like to, at some point, probably the next one, we will probably discuss the Marvel Netflix thing.
Yes.
Because that's the big thing on the geek radar. We may even have a discussion of Thor on our next one.
Yes, I think we're going to go try to see that tomorrow.
So, as always, you want to contact us, tell us how you love us, you hate us, that you want to hear more of me bitching about the driving in Atlanta, you can contact us in many ways. We have kinkyandthegeek@gmail.com. We are kinkyandthegeek on Twitter.
Leave us a message at kinkyandthegeek.wordpress.com.
We can also friend us on join our Facebook group, Kinky and the Geek, and also friends of Kinky and the Geek on FetLife. So, as we end this, as we say every day, all the time, even when we're not on recording, be good.
Or be good at it.
Bye.
Bye.